winner, Academy Award nominee, and one of comedy's most beloved voices, Renee Taylor, comes the world premiere of Dying Is No Excuse, a hilarious and heartfelt new play shaped with Elaine May and with staging by Greg Santos. In this reimagined world premiere, Taylor introduces the play and reimagines an integral onstage performance while actress Nicole Tom, who appeared alongside Taylor on The Nanny, joins her in bringing the story to life. Together, they create a moving theatrical debut, illuminating Renee's memories with warmth, humor, and heart. It is a love story, the story of Renee's extraordinary partnership with her late husband, the brilliant actor and writer Joe Bologna. We welcome Renee Taylor and Nicole Tom to the roundtable this morning.
Thank you for all the lovely words.
Thank you very much for being with us. It's a great honor and a delight to have you on the telephone. So, Renee, tell us how this whole project came about, of how long this has been in the works for you.
Well, when my husband was dying, he said, why don't you write a play about our relationship and I'll help you. I said, how are you going to do that? You won't be here. And he said, well, dying is no excuse. So he has helped me from here and beyond.
So in the sense of what you wanted to accomplish as you started it, what was that? What was it that you wanted the point to be to tell the story of your relationship?
I wanted to tell it from when I was 30. And I had an unhappy love affair, and I met Joe, and we had a crazy, wild, romantic, hilarious courtship. And then we got married on the Merv Griffin Show, and I was on The Nanny with Nicole, and she was always one of my favorite actresses. She's very funny and beautiful. And I thought, what a great thing if she plays me when I'm young. Although I don't think I was that gorgeous when I was her age.
Oh, I always thought the same thing about you, Renee.
Anyway, we're having so much fun doing it because I introduce her to the audience as me, and she plays me. And then when I'm the age that I am now, which is 92, I take over.
And I just want to get back to real quick. I knew this, and yet I had momentarily forgot that you got married on the Merv Griffin Show. This would have been 65, 66?
Yeah.
And how did that come about?
Well, I was telling Merv I had gone to Tavern on the Green and how expensive it was, $25 a person for chicken. And, then they wanted to know if we wanted to have chairs. And he said, well, let me give it for you. And all you have to do is thank the sponsors. But I was so surprised that Joe actually showed up for the wedding, because during the whole courtship, he kept saying he might not come. And I kept saying, that's okay. I was so surprised he came that I forgot to thank the sponsors. And in the end, we had to pay for the wedding.
So, Nicole, what was
the
it like?
Free to, wedding.
What was it like to get the call and to do this?
Oh my gosh, I was speechless almost. Like I was quite honored that Renee would even think of me to play her, and also terrified at the same time. But I am always up for a challenge, and was really just thrilled to be a part of this. It's I love Joe.
And Fran came the other night to see the show, and she was just blown away by Nicole's performance. She said how courageous and fearless she was and how funny. And she was really blown away by how wonderful the play was.
And who was that? Who was blown away?
Fran. She had his dance.
Oh, Fran Drescher.
Yeah.
And that must have been very exciting. Yeah, go ahead.
I learned the best on The Nanny growing up as a kid on the show and watching, you know, Fran and Ann Gilbert and Renee just playing together week after week. And I learned so much from watching them. I mean, they're comedic geniuses. So to you know, then be stepping into Renee's shoes, it's they're big shoes to fill. But it's exciting and fun at the same time.
I mean, she's really wonderful. Are you going to come and see it?
I would love to come and see it. I would love to come and see it. I will come and see it.
But we're sold out, but we'll sneak you in.
Well, that's very nice. Yeah. Thank you.
You can hang out in the rafters.
That's fine. I will say, Nicole, I'm curious because you grew up on television, and we saw you grow up on TV, and what was it like to? I assume some of these stories you may have even heard prior, while you were working on the show.
I did. I mean, I absolutely loved Joe whenever he would come to the show, and Gabriel. Whenever I wanted to,
my son Gabriel.
What Renee?
Fran asked Joe to play my husband, and he said no, he'd play the man that I had the affair with, and he did. That was more exciting.
they always like to play games with each other to keep the relationship interesting.
And
because they were so faithful to each other.
Now the other part of this, which caught my attention immediately, Renee, was as you started to talk about when I learned that this was coming to fruition, is that Elaine May would have a part in it. Elaine May, of course, one of the great comedians, Nichols and May, and just an amazing actress, an amazing presence. So how did that come about?
Every play that Joe and I wrote, we read it to her, and I read her this one, and she was very quiet. I said, "What's the matter? You don't like it?" She said, "No, it's perfect. I want to do it." And we worked on it for a few years during the whole COVID scare, and it was so great that she sort of shepherded it to it here. And Greg Santos took over the staging, and the staging is very innovative with the lights and the sets of New York around that time. In the 60s,
the photos,
and the 70s.
The old photographs of Renee.
Now, has Elaine been around the whole time while you're working on this?
Yeah, she came and went, and she's coming again tomorrow to see it.
Well, that's amazing. And
so we get notes all the time from her.
And what do you learn from her? Because I mean Renee, you have an amazing sense of comic timing. But I'm learning. I'm interested in what you would learn from Elaine May and her sense of comic timing.
No, she was mostly about what the play was missing. She said there wasn't enough about my son in it, and how it influenced my career and my relationship with Joe, and I had really forgotten about it, so it was great to look at it and see it. The thing is, I had always wanted to be famous, and the surprise was that Joe, who never wanted to be an actor, got to be more famous than me. So that's really what the play is about. The way, you know, love takes different turns and surprises us, and how you're challenged, how you have an opportunity. And when I wrote this play, I thought I was writing it about our love story, but I was really writing it about, it's a course on how to love somebody. Yeah.
He was he was an amazing actor. Films like My Favorite Year, of course. I mean, he had a really incredible.
Blame It on Rio and The Woman in Red.
Woman in Red,
yeah, Chapter 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cops and Robbers. And
Made for Each Other.
And he had great integrity and. That's really what he taught me, because I thought, I don't have to have integrity. I'm in show business.
So what does integrity look like in show business, Renee?
Honest. Honest and true, which is hard to come by.
You know, I was looking at his resume the other day, and the one thing that struck me was, here was a guy, he won a Primetime Emmy Award for writing for the Carol Burnett Show. That's a cool credit.
No, yeah. It was for we wrote for Carol Burnett, but the one that won the award was for Marlo Thomas.
For Marlo Thomas. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
And Nicole, to come into this world and then to take it over, I mean, you're doing this while Renee is there watching you. I'm just curious as to what that's like.
It's terrifying, but exciting at the same time, because I have the best coach in town, you know. It's the actual person, you know.
But
so
she's great. And her natural instincts are right on.
Yeah, I just have to ask the person, you know, like, how did you feel when this happened? It's great to have Renee. She's so powerful. Like when she coaches me and everything. It's like she's got sort of a magical ability to just. She's a great teacher. I'm learning so much every day from her.
You should be a writer. You should write a play about this. This would be interesting.
Maybe I will.
Break down that fourth wall. I find it fascinating.
I mean,
go ahead.
Oh. She's Renee is a living legend, you know. She's an icon, and she would never say that about herself. She doesn't. But to play that while she's alive and watching from the wings is it's a challenge, you know. It's something to. It's exciting every day.
Yeah. Well, you talked about Joe's career in some ways eclipsing yours, but what was it like to get The Nanny and to have a successful sitcom for a number of years?
Well, it was. I wasn't expecting that to be the thing to make me famous, but it did, and now I'm famous enough.
famous enough. You don't need to be more famous. Yeah.
No, that's enough.
Are you sure, Renee?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Well, let me know when you come to the play and come backstage.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. I would love to meet you. I would love to see the show and to see this incredible.
After practically every performance, we have a talk back with an audience. And that's almost fun to hear what they thought about it. They all want to know, is it really true? Yes, it's really true.
What do you think there is about it that would give them pause to think that perhaps it's not true?
It's so wild. It's so, you know, you wouldn't think that. You think people are making it up, but it's just the way it happened. It was just crazy.
And you lived through it and survived it and are now telling it on stage. That's a wonderful thing. Dying is No Excuse is a beautiful love story. It is now being performed at the Berkshire Theater Group at the Unicorn Stage. And you can find out more by going to the website, berkshiretheatergroup.org. As Renee mentioned, tickets are sold out, but there is a wait list. So you can get on the wait list and find out information, and you can find out more about the show.
And maybe we'll add more performances.
There you go. That would be great.
If enough people break down the theater. Yeah.
Well, let's go bust up the place. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. Renee, what a lovely pleasure. Nicole, same to you. Thank you so much for being on
this
morning.
Thank you. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Well, love to all of you. Bye-bye.